Well, a baby has died during childbirth at Waikato Hospital after the mother's elective C-section was bumped because an emergency procedure took priority. That happened despite doctors warning that elective C-sections competing with acute caesareans in the delivery theatre was putting lives at risk. Clinical Director of Quality and Patient Safety at Waikato DHB, Dr. Doug Stevenson, is with us. And Doctor, good morning to you and thank you for your time.
Morena, Larry.
Why was the C-section delayed? What happened here?
This specific case, we actually had both an internal and external review to look exactly at it. And I think like most healthcare tragedies, there were multiple issues that arose from this. One of the issues that came out of the review had been something that we were becoming aware that the need for more space to do caesarean sections was needed. So in this particular case, I won't get into the specifics, but in more general terms, we had one delivery suite in our one theater in our delivery suite, and that's where our planned and our planned, which are also called elective, and our emergent are also called acute caesarean sections occurred. It was becoming more and more that we were needing different spaces for these two. This particular event occurred, and that just brought up the point that we needed to make that decision. That decision was made in December 2016, and since December 2016, all planned or elective caesarean sections occur in the proper operating theater, and the delivery suite theater is only for acute or emergent caesarean sections.
So just to clarify this, you had two C-sections competing for the same theater space at the same time, and one was urgent. Is that correct?
Historically.
Yeah, okay. So you had no other theater that could have delivered the baby at the time?
We still had an acute theater, but it wasn't set up for that. So, yes, we had acute theaters, but like I said, after this review, it just became clear to us that we had to have a plan, and that plan was to separate the planned from the acute, so that episodes like this would not come up in the future.
Have you had, or had you had, multiple near misses previously?
I can't. Of course, I'm the clinical director for quality and patient safety. I can't speak to the number of near misses. I do, after talking to the clinical unit leader for obstetrics and gynecology, she had been aware for really years coming up to this that because of our increasing complicated pregnancies and need for more caesarean sections, it was getting to the point we were going to have to separate them, and that's why that occurred.
So why did this not happen before this baby died?
I think, like a lot of different aspects in healthcare, is it was something that had been going. Of course, I'm from America. Caesarean sections are very commonplace. In New Zealand, caesarean sections are not. And actually, at Waikato specifically, we have the lowest rate of caesarean sections in New Zealand. But even with that, it was building that we were getting more and more caesarean sections, and having one space that dealt with both planned and emergent, we needed more space.
Well, it seems that management of the hospital had been warned several times and that those warnings were ignored. Can you explain why the warnings were ignored?
Yeah, I would. The best thing I can say to that, Larry, is this was a building issue. There is, when I went back and talked to the obstetricians involved, they were aware that this was becoming an issue. It was building to an issue, and it needed to be sorted. This specific event that occurred was the kind of the final thing that said we must go ahead and do this now.
And why has it emerged now? Had this been buried in the past? Why has it emerged now?
Well, I can't really speak to it being buried in the past, Larry. But so as of December 2016, we had our planned caesarean sections occur in the operating theater. We had our emergency caesarean sections occur in the delivery suite theater, and that took care of virtually all of the caesarean sections. This bit that is boiled over into the media, there is quite a small group, but still a group, that doesn't neatly fit into either category. So what will happen on occasion, it will be a planned caesarean section, but then there will come up an issue that has to do with the safety to the mother or the baby that leads it to be an acute issue. And, or I guess you, I'm not sure if the word's great, but a subacute issue. In other words, we have the planned operating theaters, and we have the planned cesareans in the operating theaters on schedules on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And that works very well for us. We can handle all of our planned cesarean sections that way, and that has been a great thing. And that was full agreement with clinicians and management. Right. This bit is about this smaller number that our obstetricians believe that these semi, well, they're all emergent because we're talking about risking mothers and babies, but this subset, the obstetricians want to do in the acute delivery suite, in the delivery suite, the anesthesiologist would like it handled in a different manner.
Okay.
So there's not agreement with clinicians, but these have been clinical decisions, not management decisions.
Thank you. That is Dr. Doug Stevenson from the Waikato DHB.